Food Nation Radio knows that working in a restaurant can really bite the big one.
That's funny. That's funny because it's true.
Got something on your chest you'd like to get off? Go to foodnationradio.com and click the big red email link. You can tell us in your own words what the hell is going on where you work, who treats you okay, who's an a**hole, and so much more. We'll change the pitch of your voice so no one will know that it's you, and you'll be protected. Then we'll play it on a future show, and we'll see what kind of s*** we can stir up.
Well, what do you say?
Go to our website, click the big red email link, and tell us what's really going on in the kitchen behind the door.
Oh, yeah.
FoodNationRadio.com.
Bring it on.
Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Each week, we allow servers to opine about their problems with customers, management, and anything else they want to talk about. We got a few emails last week. You can email me at Elizabeth@FoodNationRadio.com. That's Elizabeth@FoodNationRadio.com. We will digitize your voice for your protection and play it on the air. So let's talk about the first server's revenge this week.
You disgusting pig. A guy was just in here and tried to pick me up. When I told him I was married and not interested, he got mad and left. Worst of all, to get my tip, I had to reach inside a mask that he left sitting on the table.
Why would you do that?
Because he's a
pig. Aren't you gonna walk out with your mask between there and the door?
Who knows?
It could be some errant germ or something.
A giant virus.
Some germ chasing after you.
Uh-huh.
What's the second one?
My restaurant put into place online ordering to minimize the time we are together, but that doesn't mean you can leave less of a tip. But I am serving you and tips are how I make a living.
Well, I can kind of see both sides of this. If you're ordering online at the table, it's less work for the server. But the reality is they're not doing all that much less work. They still have to check on your food, make sure it's being cooked right, check and see when it's done, you know, take a look at it, give it the once over before they bring it to you, and refill your drinks and all that good stuff, get you whatever you want. So I don't really think you should ding them, especially right now.
Nah.
Now that I think about it, I think the server's right.
I agree.
Play the next one.
I run a small but really nice dine-in restaurant just outside of town, and COVID-19 damn near killed my business. The only way I could stay open was carry out. This jackass wrote a horrible review about my restaurant because the styrofoam box tipped over in his car. I was able to track you down by your credit card. Don't ever come into my place again.
That's so stupid. It's not her fault.
No, not at all. And that's the thing that people, you know, when they start going online and writing bad reviews, it's not that difficult to track you down.
Some of these people, they're writing from their mother's basement, you know, they're going, ooh, you know, they'll never say it to your face.
No.
They'll never say it in person, but they'll say it online.
That's the anonymity factor. They're real jerks when they can be behind a keyboard.
What do they call them? Keyboard warriors?
Yep, keyboard warriors.
Something like that.
Number four.
Are you stupid? Even if it's just a cold, don't come in here. The government put into place all these restrictions, and if people start showing up with even symptoms, they have the right to shut us down again. This is such bullshit.
Okay. A little frustrated, apparently. I don't know about the shutting down if somebody out of your control walks into your place, but here's the thing. Just be sensible about it. Let's play the last one.
Father's Day is next week. Do you know what happens on special days and holidays? Our regulars stay away, so we see all new customers who come in once per year. We have special menus for just those days, and the prices are a dollar or two more.
They'll do one of two things. Either they'll raise the prices on some of the normal items because they're going to order extra and they don't know how many people are coming. If they don't have adequate reservations, they might do that, because they're going to have more waste, or they repackage all the food they couldn't sell and put it on a big table and call it brunch.
Yeah, that's the way things are done these
that's
days.
That's how you do it. This is how we do it.
Yeah, it's a business.
Yeah, this is how we do
it. It's tomorrow's soup.
Something like that. Never eat fish on Monday. Just don't.